כלומר, מצווה שבתורה בין עשה בין לא ססה, אם עובר אדם על אחס מהן, בין בזולן בין בשקגו, שיעשה תשובה ויושב מחטא, הוא חייב לזוות לזבני הכל ברוך הוא. So the Rambam describes two varieties or forms of Aveira, Zadon and Shkaga. What if a person does something b'derech mis'aseg? What if a person does something and he's honest? So misasek, the emphasis is on, but let's talk about misasek first. So what's the definition of a misasek? The difference between a misasek and a shogeg is someone who's shogeg is fully aware of what he's doing, but he's unaware that it's asur. So he knows he's putting the light on. Either he forgot that it's Shabbos, or he doesn't know that you're not allowed to put lights on Shabbos, but he's fully aware that he's putting the light on. That's shogeg. Misasek is he leans against the wall, and he doesn't realize that there's a light switch there, and that in leaning against the wall he's gonna be putting the light on. Misasek is this chesaron yedias hamaisa. He's unaware of what he's doing. So Rav Kiva Eger holds that with the exception of Shabbos and Kol HaTorah Kula, that Misasek is a Maisa Aveira, but just a Ptur Korban. That even if it would be a Dovish's Dono Kores, the Shigigas El Chatos, Misasek has a Ptur Korban, which is a drasha in the Gemara, but Kivegas says the pshat, and that is that hagam that it's a nice avera, but it's there is a Ptur Korban. Reb Chaim was of the opinion that Misasek is not a nice avera, in Kol HaTorah Kula as well, not only on Shabbos. Rav Kiva Eger thinks Shabbos is different because Melachas Shabbos has to be a Melachas Machshavos, and if a person is a Misasek, so that doesn't qualify as a Melachas Machshavos. But in Kol HaTorah Kula, Rav Kiva Eger was of the opinion that Misasek, Hagam, that there is a Ptur Korban, is a Maisa Aveira. And Rav Chaim said no, that Misasek in Kol HaTorah Kula is also not a Maisa Aveira. So according to Rav Chaim, it's good. We wouldn't expect Misasek here in terms of Chiyuv Tshuva, that the Rambam should be mentioning Misasek. It's not a Maisa Aveira, so there's obviously no Chiyuv Tshuva. According to Kiveger, so we do have an open question. Well, what about onus? If a person is onus to do something, Is that a Maisa Aveira? So here I think it's the Chanda Shlomo who has a tshuva where he says that he thinks that Ones is not a Maisa Aveira. And Reb Chaim held that it is a Maisa Aveira. And Reb Chaim had kama rayas to that. He quoted a Toras Kohanim. Toras Kohanim says that the Sor HaMishtaleach, when the Toras Kohanim explains how the Sor HaMishtaleach is mechaper in everything, it says it's mechaper in Ones also. That even if an Aveira that happened by Ones, That's also part of the kapar of the Sar Mishaleach. If there's no Ma'aseh Aveira, there's nothing which is nitpas in kapara. Chaim also pointed to the fact that the Rambam has in the Minyan of Mitzvahs and in Sefer Mitzvahs as well, Mitzvah Reish Tzadi Dalit in the Losa says, Yis Shalo La Nosh Ha'onos Shunem Av Lanara Vasas Adova. The Rambam has it as a Mitzvah's Losa say, not to give an Onesh to someone who's Onos. Reb Chaim pointed to this also. I'm sort of saying it a little bit too quickly and simplistically. If the din of Lanara L'Sasa Dovah is Megala, that there's no Maisa Avera, that onus is not a Maisa Avera, the mitzvah, as the Rambam states it, doesn't make any sense. If there's no ma'aseh aveira, so to punish someone who's onus is no different than, I don't know, if you give him malchus, it's no different than hitting anyone in Yisrael. And if you give him misa, it's no different than killing anyone. So maybe the Rambam should have said, lodun ha'ones, That the onus is chaf mi pasha. But to say it the way the Rambam does, shelo lanu sha'onus, is mashma, no, it is a ma'aseh aveira. On some level, he did something, an aveira, for which there's a chiyuv malchus, for which there's a chiyuv misa, and afal pi chein, so bez din is musa, not to punish him. So Reb Chaim was of the opinion that, again, misasek is not a ma'aseh aveira, but onus is a ma'aseh aveira. So then according to Reb Chaim, so the Rambam here we need to understand mitzad that he doesn't mention onus. Again, so for Reb Chaim, onus is taka aptor onshin. The fact that someone who's onus doesn't get the onus berzden, so that's a din of aptor onshin. It's not a din that the maisa isn't considered a maisa, but it's a aptor onshin. There's an amnesty that he doesn't get an onus, but there was a ma'aseh aveira. Hello. Did you see? I'm over your shoulder. The Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Chelik Beis. The third shelf, yeah. Cut on. This is the Ramah in Shin Mem Gimel here in Orach Chaim. Katan shehika lo aviv o ava shor averus bekatnuso. Afal pi she'ein tzorech tshuva kishehigdil, mikol mokom tov lo sheyakabel al atzmo eze dover letshuva lekapara. Afal pi she'ava kodem shenasa baronshin. A funny pshar, right? So on the one hand, Ramah says that for an avera that a person committed bekatnuso, he's not chayiv to do tshuva. On the other hand, it's good that he should do tshuva. So, manav shach, if it wasn't the maisa avera, what's he doing tshuva for? If it was a maisa avera, why isn't he chayiv to do tshuva? Well, what's this pshara that it's tov to do? That it's tov to do tshuva, but there's no chiyuv to do tshuva. So the Gaon has on the Ramaz Mikol Mokom that even though he's not chayv to do tshuva, that it's good to do tshuva. So the Gaon has a few interesting Marim Makomos. And one of them, he says, is Ayin Sanhedrin Nun Heyun Beis. If a behema was nirvas, so then the din is that not only the person who committed the aveiru of nishka behema gets skila, but you give skila to the behema also. You kill the behema also. So there are two reasons. One is takola, since the behema was the source of takola for the person. And the other is kolom. The other is the shame. As long as this behema is around, so then a memory, and there's something that keeps alive the memory of this shameful act. So do you have to have takola and kolom in order to give the animal skila? What happens if you have one without the other? What happens if you have kolon without takolon? So the Gemara wants to bring a raya as follows. What happens if the Mishkav Behema involved either a katan or a ktana? Right? Either the ktana was nirvas by the Behema, or the katan was roveya the Behema. What happens if the Mishkav Behema involved a katan or ktana? So the Gemara thinks that over here, kolon ika takololeka. There's the shame of this shameful act having happened, but there's no takola. I mean, there was tana. There's no takola. And so the Gemara wants to bring a raya from here that kolon is enough to give skila. Because the Braisa says that once the tana is bas gimel, once the katan is ventes, so then the behema would get skila al yadam if there was mishkav behema. And then the Gemara is docha the raya and says, no, takola nami ika v'achmon hu dechas. No, there is a takola. If the katan bentes is bala behema, if the tanabas gimel is nirvas ayyad behema, there is a takola. So the Gaon says, what's the question of whether or not there's takola about the katan is the question of whether or not the katan has a maisa aveira. So the Gaon is giving Marin Makomos that a katan does have a maisa aveira. Well, so that means the Gaon now clarifies for us this psak of the Ramah that we're trying to figure out. What is it? Is it a chiyuv? Is it a maisa aveira? Is it not a maisa aveira? So the Gaon is clearly telling us that the Havana in the Ramah is that it is a Maisa Avera. If it is a Maisa Avera, so why isn't there a Chiyuv Tshuva? If when he was 9 years old, when he was 10 years old, it is a Maisa Avera, so why not say that when he's 13 years old, he now is a Chiyuv Tshuva? So the Teretz is that you see that there's such a thing as a Maisa Avera, but a Maisa Avera that's not Machayev. And the Pshat in Ptor Onshin is broader than just Ptor Onshin. What Ptor Onshin reflects is that the Maisa is not Machayev. Yes, it was a Maisa Avera, but it doesn't impose liability. Yes, there was a Maisa Avera, but it's not Machayev. So Memela says the Rama very well. Is he chayev to do tshuva? No, because the Maisa Avera v'Katan is not Machayev. Should he do tshuva? Yes, he certainly should do tshuva because he did a Maisa Avera and Tovlo. Well, what does he need that stain for? Tovlo that he should do tshuva. So Ptor Onshin really is, it's not, again, a narrow Gzeres HaKosov of Ptor Onshin. No, it represents, it reflects something deeper, dehainu that the Maisa isn't Mechayev. And therefore, the same way the Maisa is not Mechayev and Onesh, it's not Mechayev Tshuva either. On the one hand, but Meidel Gisa, he did a Maisa Aveira, so that's the Ramas Pshara, Tovlo, that he should do Tshuva. That's the same pshat here, legabe onus. Onus, that's what the Chaim says, it is a nice avera. Elamai, but there's a gzeres kasa of Ptor Onshin. No, and the pshat and the Ptor Onshin of onus is the same as the pshat and the Ptor Onshin of a katan. To hainu again, it's not just this narrow gzeres kasa of Ptor Onshin. No, it's that a maisa ba'onus isn't machayev. A maisa ba'onus isn't machayev, so it's not machayev tshuva. But it is a Maisa Avera. That's what the Torah's Kohanim says. It's a nitpas in kapara. And that's why it's certainly a person can do tshuva, should do tshuva. He's not mechuyev to do tshuva. The al-chei tshachatam fanacha, ba'onis ha-beratzan. A person certainly can and should do tshuva, but is he mechuyev to do tshuva? No. Exactly parallel to this Ramah, by Katan. And maybe you can say the same Torah, to a Kivega by Misasek. Maybe if Kivegu will tell us the same thing for why the Rambam doesn't mention Misasek. The Gemara quotes a Braisa that once a Katan is Ventas, another Braisa, or was it Braisa, Mishnah, whatever, once a Katana is Bas Gimel, so one of the many dinim that is triggered is that the Behema would be Niskelas Al Yadan. If a katan ben tes is roveya behema, the behema will be niskeras al yado. If a katana bas gimel is nirvas al behema, the behema will be niskeras al yado. Says the Gemara. So you see, klar that over here there was no takola because the ektanim, they didn't do anything wrong. There's no takola, but there is kolon. It's still a shameful act that the katan or ktana was involved in. So you see that kolon is enough to give the behemoth skila. And the Gemara pushes back and says, no, there was takola. But Rachmanu hu dachas, which means that the Hagadara by Katan and Tana is not that there's no Maisa Avera. No, the takola, there is a Maisa Avera, but it's with a Ptor Onshin. All right, we'll stop this. Yeah, we'll have it tomorrow.